You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we're back at the Scene exhibition in the RNIB's London office. And I've just bumped into a couple of people who've been down to see the exhibition. Would you mind sort of introducing yourselves and telling me why you've come today?
Hi, I'm Luke. My son is registered blind with Stargardt, so it's a really interesting thing to come and see. And Ruby, who's his partner, found out about the exhibition and took me along.
And which photographs have you been looking at today? I suspect you've had a look at Red's photograph.
Yeah, I had a look at Red's. Always good to see another blind climber out there. Really enjoyed all the photographs. They were great, especially like the portrait of Maud, who's an Asian woman standing in what looks like Kew Gardens in front of a red flower. I thought that was really a beautiful picture, lovely composition.
And Ruby, for you, I think you're the girlfriend of Lux, aren't
you? Yeah.
And coming here and seeing other blind and partially sighted people, does that sort of make you think that, as blind and partially sighted people can do anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been so enriching walking around the exhibition and seeing all of the beautiful portraits of these amazing people.
And have you both had a chance to listen to any of the audio descriptions or have a feel of the tactile versions of the photographs?
I did actually look at the... I haven't listened to the audio descriptions, but I looked at the tactile versions of the photographs and I thought the book was actually really amazing, actually. I was blown away by that. That was something that I suppose I hadn't really kind of considered that... I've never really thought about tactile photographs. Lux is visually impaired. He's registered blind, but he's not black blind. So it's not something that we've had to kind of field in our family, which is kind of braille of any description. But yeah, it was brilliant.
And Ruby, for you, did you sort of listen to any of the descriptions?
I didn't actually, but I should have, because it'd be great to introduce Lux to the audio descriptions. I think it might be much more accessible for him.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because sometimes, as blind and partially sighted people, we don't necessarily know what's available, what's out there, and making things like photographs accessible.
Yeah, I didn't. That wouldn't have even occurred to me. That's really amazing that there's tactile versions of photos that you can feel, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I suppose the great thing about this exhibition is showcasing that, blind and partially sighted people like your son, Lux, is, we're all individuals, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. It's really enriching. It's good to see, through Lux, who is an advocate for disabilities. Us, our whole family, have all become advocates for disabilities. So anything like this, I think, is really good. I particularly enjoyed not seeing the conditions that people had labelled up. So they weren't labelled, they were just people. And I thought that was really refreshing and good to see, because often partially sighted people are kind of like, the label is put on you of your condition, and then you're the person afterwards. And I've certainly noticed that in Lux's life, that, he's the boy with Stargardt's rather than, the climbing instructor or coach or whatever.
And I think you also tried on some of the sim specs as well. Did that help at all?
I tried on the macular degeneration pair. We have got another pair, actually, at home that we've always kind of used. But it's good to see. I looked at the glaucoma ones as well. Yeah, really. That's really, really interesting. I think there should be more of that around. I mean, when Lux was really little, we had a similar pair that we got from the RNIB years ago when you were down the road and more in Central King's Cross, that we used to try and give to his teachers at school and stuff like that to try and get them to understand, kind of what he was fielding and what he was dealing with, which was, incredibly useful, really, because it becomes somatic, doesn't it? Suddenly people have a realisation of this person and, what the issue that they have, and can help them kind of field life with a little bit more ease and empathy.
And what would you both say to encourage other people to come to the exhibition today or to look online, because the photographs are available online with audio descriptions as well?
I'd say come along, it's brilliant.
I'd second that.
Well, thank you both very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.